Smash or FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning to my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're having a great show for you guys today. If you're into cool supermodels, actresses, filmmakers, or photographers, we got the awesome, beautiful Ree Rasmussen coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you'd like to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.staroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our guest of the hour, Ree Rasmussen, or our guest co-host, such as Ellie Rose or John McDowell, stuntman, check us out on Facebook at Star Roast Entertainment over on Facebook. And also, if you like the music we're going to be playing, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan over on formerly known as Twitter. That's on X, TYRONETAN as in Nancy, N as in Nancy. And then thanks to the hacker there, it's at Tyrone Tan official over on Instagram. And then there's this new thing on Threads. It's at Tyrone Tan official over on Threads. And if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. All right. So without further ado, I'm going to be bringing in my guest co-host of the hour. I thought, you know, we always rotate with guest co-hosts. So I want to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts we've had throughout the seasons. But I thought today, since we have a cool guest coming on, I thought we'd make her feel even more special. We get two guest co-hosts today. So we're going to bring in two guest co-hosts to make our guest of the hour feel special. So first, my guest co-host, who's going to be actually the youngest guest co-host on this show, on my show ever, is emerging YouTuber Ellie Rose. Welcome, Ellie Rose.
Hi.
Welcome to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. Say what's up to everybody.
Hi.
All right, cool. And we also got stuntman, actor, who you've seen, who's had done work from Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, and a lot of others. We got John McDowell. Welcome, my man.
Bonjour.
Whoa, bonjour. Awesome. Well, first off, it's great to have you guys back. Now, Ellie Rose, you've technically been on before a while ago. I don't know if you remember, or were you too young to remember?
I was too young to remember.
Okay, well, do you mind me asking how old you are, or...?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you do mind me asking? Okay, I won't. Yeah. or you could offer.
How old are you?
Okay. Oh, how old are you? Or can I say how old are you?
Seven. You're, well, eight.
Eight. Okay. When's your birthday?
May 5th.
Okay. So I don't know. You came on here a couple years ago, so you must have been probably maybe five. So, and but you were great here. So if you don't remember, I'm going to tell you were great. But now you're going to hopefully remember this as you'll be, as of now, the youngest guest co-host on this show. All right?
Yeah.
So cool. Awesome. And then we got here John McDowell, stuntman. Welcome, my man, to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN.
Thank you.
Awesome. So what I want to do, before we bring in our guests of the hour, which I think you guys both know. I think, Ellie, you might know this guest coming into the studio, right? You might.
No,
know.
I don't.
You don't know her? I thought you did I thought you guys, you would know each other's considering she's your mom, but...
Oh.
But what I'm going to do, let's tell the audience a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind. Do you mind telling the audience just a little bit about you? Or what you want the audience to know about you?
Sure.
Okay, tell them a little bit about yourself.
I really like playing video games like Minecraft and Roblox.
Okay.
I like watching YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be a YouTuber.
Oh, that's awesome. What's your favorite? What do you like to watch on YouTube?
Like gaming, reacting videos,
okay.
Stuff like that.
Who's is your favorite YouTuber that you like?
Kalis.
Kalis? And what do they talk about?
That he like does games, reacting videos, different like mystery puzzles, stuff like that.
And you like doing that, and you want to do that too, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then so you're gonna start. When did you start getting into video games, or when did you start getting into?
When I was like 5 years old.
Okay. Awesome. You remember getting the video games, but don't remember coming on the show. I'm teasing. But and your favorite video game is. What is it?
Minecraft and Roblox.
Minecraft and Roblox. And what is it about those two games that you like? What is it that fascinates?
Minecraft, you can do like all sorts of stuff. You can go into creative and make different things. Then you can go into survival where you try to like try to beat the game.
Oh, wow. Okay. And you're pretty good at it?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, hopefully we get to maybe when you start your show. Oh, do you know what you want to call your show?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
Ellie's Game Land.
Ellie's Game Land. Oh, awesome. So when you launch it, maybe you could come on here. We'll promote it, help you promote it, okay?
Okay.
All right, great. Well, and then so coming up, we also got Stuntman. Award winning. Well, I don't know, you're humble, but I was looking this up. I mean, I know you've or you have an ensemble of you and your team that's won as stunt performers. John McDowell, welcome, my man.
Thank you.
So tell the audience a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind. Or like maybe about like your background. Just like about your stunt work or what you've done. Because I know you've done like Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, and then Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan. And then you've done quite a number of other stuff. Is there other things that you...
The last one was Murder Mystery 2.
Murder Mystery 2?
Murder Mystery 2 with Adam Sandler and Mark Strong.
Wow.
I was Mark Strong stunt double.
Wow. And
so I did the stunt on the Eiffel Tower.
Really?
And we were nominated for the Tourist World Stunt Award for that. Yeah.
That's awesome. And where are you originally from? The accent. I hear the accent.
My accent?
Yeah.
I'm French.
French. Ah, that's awesome. Ah, very, very romantic out there.
Yes.
I only got the only part I hear is from an Eddie Murphy joke. Eddie, do you know Eddie Murphy, the comedian?
Yeah,
he did this old stand up and he would go, "That's a bit of That's my only thing. And that's the only thing I know. And I don't even know what that means, but I think it means nothing good.
No.
No. But so when did you get into stunt performing? How old were you about?
I was 20.
Really?
Yes. It was at Parc Asterix in France.
Awesome.
It was a live show. And 6 years later, maybe seven, I did a show at Disneyland Paris.
Wow.
It was a stunt show with cars, bike, Burning Man, Eiffel, stuff like that, yeah.
And that's when you fell in love with it.
Yep.
That's awesome. And so what was it like? I mean, one of the big movie here that I looked up, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning, yeah. Part 1. What was it like working on that big production for you and working with Tom Cruise?
It was huge. But before they came to Paris for the number 6,
okay.
Fallout, Mission Impossible Fallout, with Wade Eastwood was the stunt coordinator,
yeah.
Second unit director. So the first time I met him in Paris for that movie, and when... they start shooting the number 7, Dead Reckoning. They call me and we shoot that movie in Rome.
Yeah.
But it was a little bit complicated because the COVID was here.
Yeah.
But it was nice to meet Tom Cruise.
But it mustn't
and do some stunt with him. Yeah, yeah.
And so when you get to finally see your work up on screen, are you just as a moviegoer, are you able to watch it without thinking about all the stunts, or are you just watch it, or do you always like pay attention to what you're doing?
You pay attention.
And you're like, look at
it's
that.
It's impossible to, it's a part of our job, so,
That's awesome.
Sometimes, we just watch the movie, but a lot. A lot of time, you stay focused on how they shoot this, how they made the special effect, the stunt. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, Ellie Rose, are you excited for the guest that's coming in?
Yes.
Okay, because I think you might know this person, right?
Yeah.
Okay, how do you know this person, maybe?
She's my mom.
She's your mom. Okay. Well, before we do that, I don't know. Did you by any chance get the memo, you guys? The memo? The memo is the guest co-host. We talk about some movie reviews. By any chance, have you seen any movies lately in the movie theater lately, Ellie Rose?
No.
Is there any movie that you have seen recently in general? Maybe not on. Maybe not in the theater?
Madam Web.
Madam Web. Oh, you did see that in the theater?
Streaming.
Oh, on streaming. Okay. Maybe maybe you could talk about that. Do you remember much about it?
Yeah, it was like
Well, how's this? I'll do this. I'm going to do it. Let me talk a little bit of what it's about, and then you can tell me what you thought about it.
Okay.
So, again, so Madam Web, it's a rated PG-13. Thanks to IMDb, here's a little quick synopsis, okay? It's Cassandra Webb is a New York metropolis paramedic who begins to demonstrate signs of clairvoyance. Forced to challenge revelations about her past, she needs to safeguard three young women from a deadly adversary who wants them destroyed. Again, it's Madam Web, directed by S.J. Clarkson, and starring the awesome Dakota Johnson, Sydney Sweeney, Isabella Merced, who else is in this? Tahar Rahim, Celeste O'Connor, a plethora of Mike Epps, a plethora of Emma Roberts, a plethora of great talent. I did not get to see it, but you got to see it. What did you think of it?
I thought it was pretty good.
Really?
Speaking of that, John's friend.
Oh, really?
Remy was a bad guy.
Really? John, you had a buddy in this film?
He was the stand-double for Tarim.
Oh, wow. So okay.
Tarim is French.
Yeah.
And my friend was a stand-double. He's French too.
So you guys both got to see this, correct?
Yeah.
And so also it's now on streaming. So what did you think of the movie when you watched it?
It was really good.
Uh-huh. What was it that you liked about it?
I don't know. It's just that, like, the bad guy was like Spider-Man,
uh-huh.
Kind of.
Yeah, you look like Spider-Man.
Oh, really? Okay. But you like those? You like action films?
Yeah.
Awesome. And what about yourself, John? Did you enjoy the movie?
Yep.
Okay. Is it something now you would recommend to others to watch?
Miss Webb.
Yeah. Madam Webb.
Madam Webb. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So cool. So I have not got to see it, but both of you guys liked it. So again, so Ellie Rose, since you liked it, I'm going to take your word for it and go check this out. And John says the same thing. So I should check it out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you guys can, it's out. It's now out in streaming. It's called Madam Web, rated PG-13. Again, starring Dakota Johnson, Sydney Sweeney, Isabella Merced, and then Tahar Rahim, Celeste O'Connor, Mike Epps, and a bunch of other great talent. Check that out. Again, Madam Web, out there streaming. Ellie Rose recommends checking it out.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Good job. All right. And so what? I don't know. Did you get the other memo, Ellie Rose? The other memo?
No.
No, the other memo is the guest co-host of the hour arrange a way to make this guest of the hour to make them feel special. Meaning, sometimes we bring people in on limousines or hang gliders or Millennium Falcons. By any chance, did you arrange a way, or I could go to my backup plan, you can just tell me to go to my backup plan, to make this guest of the hour to make her feel special? How are we going to bring her in? Did you arrange a way or no?
Unicorn?
John, is there a way? Did you arrange a way to bring in this guest of the hour, or I could go to my traditional route?
What?
I'll bring her in on a traditional route. So what I'm going to do, Ellie Rose? I think your mom's like a princess. I think we should bring her in like royalty.
Yeah.
Make her feel like a princess. We should bring her in like on a like a princess like a carriage, or was it what they call the princess carriage? Is that like Cinderella?
Yeah.
And I think we should bring her in something like that, make her feel special. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, on the count of three, I'm going to open up that back door. You're going to whistle in the horses, okay? And then on the count of three, you'll whistle the horses, and then we'll bring your mother, who is a former supermodel. She's an actress, a filmmaker, photographer, Ree Rasmussen. We'll bring her in into the studio just by whistling on the count of three. Okay. Here we go. On the count of three. One, two, and three. Uh-oh. Here she comes. On a Cinderella-esque carriage. She's coming down the street. She's waving to all the fans out there. Look at them. They're all throwing roses at her. Ooh. Oh, look. She's stopping for all the paparazzi, taking some photos. Look, she's taking some selfies, signing some autographs. Here she comes, waving. Look at all the fans out there. Here she comes. She's stepping down the Cinderella-esque carriage. She's now walking in the studio. Here she is, former supermodel, actress, filmmaker, photographer, the lovely, the dearest friend of mine, Ree Rasmussen. Welcome, Ree Rasmussen, to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome.
Thank you for that welcoming, for that entry.
Well, we had to do something special. I mean, we had to make you feel special. Thank you, Ellie Rose, for somewhat arranging that. And John, and thank you for helping bring in the carriage as well, whistling in the horses. That's a big task.
You know?
All right, again, so welcome, former supermodel, actress, filmmaker, photographer, Ree Rasmussen to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
So, yeah, you were on a couple years ago, but now you're back here as the guest, the spotlight. Yes. Of the hour. What we want to do, first off, it's great to have you have your family here. You have Ellie Rose here, who didn't remember much last time, but now she's my youngest guest co-host on the show ever.
You're never going to get rid of her now. She wants to come every week, I'm sure.
Ellie, and I'm so proud of you, Ellie Rose.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So what we want to do, we want the audience to get to know you. If not fans of you already, they want to maybe get to know you, maybe get to follow your stuff and support you. And so what we want to do is start with this hard-hitting question. I don't know if your people talk to my people about this hard-hitting question. You want to start off with a hard-hitting question, Ellie Rose? The hard-hitting question is... Were you born and raised?
Oh, Lord. My friend.
It might be too hard for you.
At least we're not asking the year. No. Copenhagen, Denmark.
Copenhagen. Now, did you know growing up that you wanted to be in showbiz, in the modeling or in acting or anything like
that? No, I don't think I was really aware of modeling being a career. I was putting on performances like 2 hours a day every day, so my whole family knew. I don't think I had a clue.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you remember when was that time? Because for those, I mean, that don't know, I mean, you had a very incredible supermodeling career. And I say supermodeling because because you've done that profession. When do you get that title of when people say call you a supermodel? Is it when you've gone X amount of covers or certain runways, or how does that definition come into play?
Well, I mean, the definition is sort of like the campaigns you've done or whatever. But if you want to be really literal, and I've got to be literal here because I know the industry is, I would not be defined as a supermodel because there was a certain era for them only, and there are only the original five of them, if you want to be really specific. But that would also leave Gisele Bündchen out of being a supermodel. So that's, being a purist.
Okay, so that's if you, but that's if, as for me, anyone that's been, because you've been on like magazines such as Vogue, stuff like that, like how many times?
Well, I mean, yes, I was an Italian and an English Vogue girl, okay. French Vogue as well, not American Vogue. And I was, Gucci, Fendi, Chanel, all these things. Givenchy, I did all those campaigns.
And Victoria's Secret?
And Victoria's Secret. Runways. I was in the first Victoria's Secret televised show, runway show.
Yeah.
Because they didn't used to do that. It used to be like a private show. And I was in the first one that they televised.
Yeah, because I had to do my research. And I don't know, John, do you know this? I had to do my research. We found this.
Oh, yes.
But that in my eyes, that's a supermodel to me.
Yes. No, I mean, everybody under the definition of what people use generally nowadays, it would fall under that. But if I was going to be a purist about it, like an industry purist, if like the serious industry people are listening right now, they would be like, oh, it's only these specific fives the 80s that we could call the supermodels. That's but that's being
but it's also, I know you're very humble too. So not being serious. That's why I like boasting you because I can, but you've never boasted about yourself, which is why I think it's been very cool. So I'll call you that supermodel. So wouldn't you agree, John? You think she's also a super mom in my opinion as well, but also more importantly, a super human being, as a big heart, right, Ellie Rose?
Totally.
Yeah. So when did you get an idea that you could even, did you get discovered or how did that work out?
I was actually on a family vacation because my stepmother was a doctor. She became a doctor at Beth Israel, at Yale, and then at Beth Israel Hospital in New York City. So we were on a family vacation. And my family is sort of like highly educated, and this sort of modeling was never on the radar. It was also a time where that wasn't saturated in the world. Mm-hmm. And we were walking down Fifth Avenue, and I got discovered.
Wow.
Like a taxi cab stopped in front of me, and the door flew open, and this lady came running out, and she had like 7 shawls on. She was very eccentric. And she goes to my dad, can I take your daughter to a modeling agency? And this is literally what happened.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, you know, then our whole vacation got shanghaied, and we went to every modeling agency in Manhattan, and we finally secured a contract with Ford Models, and off I went at like just turned 15 to NYC.
Wow. Did you think at all it was for real? Did you think it was maybe scammy? Or what was it that made you feel this was a legit situation?
Well, my parents were with me and they're smart people, you know, and contracts were signed with my family, et cetera. And we decided at a time for Eileen Ford because I was going to stay in the apartment of Eileen Ford. So it was a little bit more secure in that sense.
That's
awesome.
Now, Ellie Rose, did you know your mom did a lot of modeling?
Yes, I did. But I didn't even know the story.
Oh, wow. John, did you know about her history?
No.
Well, that's awesome. But so then you get signed. And for you, was that a bit like, was that a very big departure? What you thought, saw yourself doing? Because what did you think you were going to do like at
my
that age?
My family are intellectuals. They're doctors and economists and lawyers. And I am the only one living some sort of bohemian artist life outside of the frameworks of normal life, you know, and I didn't never saw that as an option before.
Wow. Do you remember your first actually modeling job itself?
You know,
because did you start off with like little catalogs or was it boom?
No,
already
I
covers
actually, no, I wasn't covers right away, but it was like German Vogue, which was very, very good, and like Glamour, which was very big back then, and Mademoiselle in Paris, which was like really something special. Yeah.
Wow. And was at that point where you're like, oh wow, this is kind of cool, like you're making money off it and that kind of thing? And
I think I was more excited about, it's extreme back then. Okay. It's very different now. We're talking about before emails, before cell phones.
Yeah.
We're talking about before GPS. You had maps, you had to find your way around, and I traveled the world, Paris, Milan, London, and New York with maps.
Wow.
And no cell phones.
The Thomas guy.
And the Thomas guy, literally. It's not called the Thomas guy everywhere else, but and that's how you found your way around. And I think the tasks of figuring out how to do this on your own really appealed to me.
Yeah.
You know, and it was not glamorous like it is today. It's much easier today, and everything is digital. You can do a little thing, and they send the photo over. You had to go everywhere to do everything. You were occupied from 7 in the morning to 7, 8 p.m. at night, and you were working.
Wow. Now, tell me a little bit, because I have a lot of, throughout the years, been in this industry for many years, and I have a lot of modeling friends, but I've never really asked them, like, what is the day... What's the actual situation? I mean, acting, I know that sense, but when you're a model and in your position, what is that? Because they say it's obviously very competitive, but what are they? You walk in, and what are they doing? Just looking at you, and then how do they tell you if you got the job? Like, what are they really looking for?
You don't feel the competitiveness as much.
Really?
No. You are going to castings. Uh-huh. With a bunch of girls, and you come into a room. I mean, it's so different now, but still, you would go into a room, and there'd be like between 20 to 120 girls.
Oh, wow, that many. Okay.
And you sit, but you're young. We were young.
Yeah.
We're 15, 16. We're children. And so it's fun. You meet people. You're talking to people. Then you go in, and you do your casting, and you either do well or it's whatever. But at the time, you had another casting to go to, and you were worried about, how do I take the subway to get there? or the metro or whatever, or the tube, and how do I get to this thing? And you were very occupied by the task of being a model, which that in part of the industry doesn't exist anymore because everything is digital now and they send stuff out. You know, it's not the same thing. But it was a task, and I liked meeting new people.
Yeah.
So I never felt the competitiveness. I'm sure it was there, and I think if you are a competitive person, you might have felt it intrinsically, but it's not something that I picked up on very much. I like meeting the new free people and going to the next task, you know?
Now, Ellie Rose, my guest co-host, do you have any questions for not just your mother, but for this guest of the hour, Ree Rasmussen? Ask her a question as if she's not your mom, like maybe a question that you don't know, or maybe you think the audience would like to know about her. Any questions you would have about her earlier career? Or maybe questions you always wanted to know about her modeling, maybe? Or how about a question that you would always that you've never got to ask your mom yet about her maybe modeling? Or John, maybe you could. Do you have any questions?
I can't think of anything.
Okay, John, do you have any questions of Ree Rasmussen as my other guest co-host, about her earlier career in modeling, or maybe in her profession, acting before, or anything?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I have two very quiet people in my life. But I can't tell you this one thing, that I would never, never let my child model at the age of 15 alone.
Wait.
I mean, I would never let them be alone without a chaperone.
Yeah. Well, it's different, I think, nowadays.
It's so different. You know, all of us, very young models at the time, traveled the world at like 15, 16, all around, without chaperones, cell phones, emails, any security net, with some address scribbled down, and taking a taxi at like midnight. I would never allow anything like that today.
Well, but again, it's a different time period now.
It was so different.
Ellie Rose, you were going to say something.
How many people did you meet?
Meet? Oh, thousands. Thousands.
How many taxis did you take?
Also thousands.
Hey, those are pretty good questions, hey?
Yeah, I took taxis in almost every country in the world.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
You just got to figure it
out. What stuff did you wear?
Lots of cool, weird stuff. Lots of cool. Ooh. Fashion magazines put weird stuff on you. Not something you can actually really wear.
Did you, by any chance, get to see any pictures of your mom, like modeling, by any chance?
Yeah, I have.
Uh-huh. Is there one that's favorite that you, or something that you always remember that you remember seeing of your mom?
No,
I don't have it laying around.
There's one that I can remember right now. Like one picture of her, like of her as a supermodel.
Yeah,
the Gucci one that your aunt likes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it.
Her aunt shows her a lot of the photos.
Oh, wow.
I don't.
So you don't have like a whole collection?
I do. I have them in storage.
Okay.
And when she gets older, she can see all the magazines and whatnot. But that's, it's not so necessary right now.
Well, which is cool, which is something, because people don't realize. I've got to go to your home a couple times, and
we always love when you come.
Well, I appreciate it. But it's cool. If I didn't know any background, I would not think at all you were in the sense of, like, not that you're not beautiful or anything, but you have no pictures of you modeling of anything.
No.
And so, because I've gone to people's houses, and sometimes there's a huge picture of something, like, you know, I remember of certain, like, friends of mine, and it's like, you, it's evident, they're like, okay, this person has done this or done that, and there's not even one clipping or nothing, and I'm like, wow, this is someone very, very humble and modest. And I think I applaud you for that, because I, like I said, for the exception of just you being a beautiful person in general, and I would go, oh, you're probably a model, but you would never know it in the sense of like how you decor anything in your home, because there's not one ounce of anything that shows any of your background.
No, I don't. I mean, even the same thing from my Instagram and everything. I like the experiences of what I got to experience.
But that's awesome.
And that was wonderful for me. I got to travel the world very young. And it was always my father's biggest joy, because he's an economist and he had a serious career. And all he wanted was take his Harley Davidson, which he and drive through the world on his Harley Davidson. And he never did it because he had kids and he had responsibilities and he made money and he took care of everybody. But his secret desire was to go travel the world. So I somehow sometimes feel like I got to live my dad's fantasy.
Wow. Did he get to travel by any chance with you at any time, at any of them?
Well, you know, then he made a lot of money because he had a good career, and then he traveled the world. But still, and, you know, and then now, unfortunately, he drove his Harleys, and he drove his Harleys through Europe, you know. But, you know, as a CEO, so it's a different experience. You can afford the good wine when you go on that trip. But, you know, it was a big part of it was I was being allowed to live that life because my dad, I think, really wished he could live that life.
That's awesome. Well, that's cool that you get to make your parents or your dad smile.
I mean,
just to know, like, because you know, there's certain things when they're happy, and they like almost live somewhat vicariously through you or watching you. That I think that's always cool.
Well, I think it's a blessing because most children are being forced to have academic careers, and I feel like my dad was forced to have an academic career to make money, and he took well care of his life and his family, but he was so happy that I could be an artist.
That's awesome.
Like, he wished he could be that. And not a lot of people, their parents' dream is to have an artist, you know?
Now, before we cut to a music break, Ellie Rose, my guest co-host, do you have any other questions for the guest of the hour, Ree Rasmussen, a.k.a. your mother, before we cut to a music break?
No.
How about go on.
Like, what's for dinner?
John, do you have any questions for Ree Rasmussen that maybe the audience would like to know?
Yes, maybe. Why did you stop your career as supermodel?
Do you have to go? We have to cut.
No.
You know, of course, was not just satisfied being, it's fun to be in front of the camera, but you change as a woman with age. And I had wrote a short film and directed a short film, and it was selected at the Cannes Film Festival for a Palme d'Or, like the official Palme d'Or nomination. And after that, it was difficult to go back. There are a lot of harsh and hard things about the industry, and I voiced some publicly about the treatment of models, etc., which I was one of the first in this, like, 10 years ahead of the Me Too campaign. And it was just difficult for me to find satisfaction in that position in life. And, you know, I went on to direct my own film. I made some films as an actress, and it took me in a different path.
Well, which we want to get into when we get to this music break, because you did a lot of great stuff into your acting and filmmaking career as well. So that's great to get a little backstory. So what we're going to do, Ellie Rose, you want to help introduce this song?
I have a question.
Okay.
What was the last country you went to or state?
Oh,
before you stopped modeling.
Before I stopped? Oh, I can't remember. I can't remember that, baby. Well, I can't remember. The last country you and I went to was just home to Denmark.
do you like going to Denmark by chance, Ellie?
Yeah.
Is that what is it about Denmark that you like?
We go to the beach like almost every single day.
Uh huh. And is the weather cool there?
And get grandma and grandpa spoil you.
Yes.
<right.
laughs> Yes.
You want to say hi to your grandma and grandpa just in case they happen to listen? Say hi.
Hi.
What's their names? Do you know their names?
It's Bestefan, Bestemor, right?
Yeah. Okay. And what do you normally say to them when you see them? When you see them open the door for you, what do you say?
Hi.
Hi. You give them a big hug and kiss?
Yes.
In Danish?
It's high. It's high.
It's high?
Yeah.
Do you speak anything in Danish yourself?
No, but she's learning French now.
Okay. Awesome. So,
oui, oui.
Oui, oui. Oui, oui. Awesome. Well, what we're going to do, before we go into your mom's career as an actress and filmmaker, we're going to cut to a music break. So, Ellie Rose, you want to help introduce this song? I know you probably don't know what I'm going to play, but I'm going to make it easy for you. Okay. So, this artist, he was a guest on the show. But the song we're going to play, let's see if you could say this. What state do we live in right now? Are we here?
LA.
No, that's the city. But what's the state?
California. California.
Yeah, California. Okay. So what I'm going to do, that's the name of the song. It's his name is Alexander James Rodriguez, and his song is called California. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to say, here's Alexander James Rodriguez, and then you'll say the name of the song, okay? Okay?
Okay.
Ready? Here we go. So coming up next, here is Alexander James Rodriguez with the song...
California.
All right. We'll be right back more with former supermodel, actress, filmmaker, and photographer Ree Rasmussen back here on StarWarsEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com radio, and UBN. Again, I'm with my guest co-host Ellie Rose, emerging YouTuber, and stuntman John Madalyn. One more time, the song is...
California.
By Alexander James Rodriguez, and we'll be right back.
All genres, all indie.
Listen carefully.
The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Sun is out and the waves are high. It never rains, so we always shine. Like a dream and we live it every day. Yeah, yeah. Grab our boards and we're feeling good. In Venice Beach where we're understood. The water's warm and the vibes are great today. Yeah, yeah. 'Cause this life's a party. Like a scene from the movies. Everybody's famous from Malibu to LA.
This is California, where you can get a taste of fame. Every day's a holiday, and everybody wants to stay. This is California, where you can get a taste of fame. Every day's a holiday, and everybody wants to stay. It's California.
MIA has the beautiful girls. NYC has the diamonds and pearls. But in LA, it's the best of both worlds. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
'Cause this life's a party. Like a scene from the movies. Everybody's famous from Malibu to LA.
This is California.
All right, that was Alexander James Rodriguez with the song. What was the song called again, Ellie Rose?
California.
Did you like that song?
Yes.
What is it about that you like for you?
Everything.
Everything? You like dancing to it?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, what kind of music do you like in general? What's your favorite songs out there?
Rap.
Rap, really? Okay.
Yeah. Different kinds.
Really? Awesome. Okay. Well, cool. But you like California.
Ellie Rose, how much do you love Taylor Swift?
A thousand times.
That's awesome.
1,000,000.
Awesome. Well, again, if you like that song, it's called California by one of our guests here, Alexander James Rodriguez. Let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But if you really, really like that song, check him out on Spotify, YouTube. He's got a lot of great other new music. Again, it's Alexander James Rodriguez. He was an awesome guest here. I like to help promote a lot of our guests that have been on here as well, but he's also a good human being. So again, that's Alexander James Rodriguez with the song California. And we are back here with my guest co-host of the hour, emerging YouTuber Ellie Rose. Welcome back.
Hi.
And stuntman actor John Medellin. Welcome back. Ooh. Did I get it right? Is it Medellin? Medellin. Medellin. All right. And my guest of the hour, former supermodel, actress, filmmaker, photographer, Ree Rasmussen. Welcome back.
Hello.
All right. Well, first off, so we're coming back here. We talked about how you got discovered, so to speak. You got into modeling. You got to grace a lot of covers. I know you're humble, but do you mind just listing a number of the covers you've gotten to do in your career? Illustrious career as a model.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's a really long time ago. But there was something named Citizen K, and there was the Italian Vogue, wow. And there was French Vogue, and there was a bunch of other. There was like The Face, and wow. There was, I can't, these are magazines that, you know, were really,
yeah,
back then.
But still, exciting. What I love seeing, sometimes you'll post some throwback photos, yeah, and stuff, and those are awesome. It's cool to see, and the fact that you're always just so humble about it, that's what I think is your most attractive, beautiful quality about yourself. You're just really, like, so humble about not even barely mentioning about it.
I love it when, like, those little accounts on Instagram, they're like supermodels in the 2000s,
yeah,
and all this kind of stuff come up, and they're posting me, and then I will repost it.
Yeah.
I won't post on my own.
Got it.
But if these guys have these accounts and they revere the era and what was going on, and they're posting me, I will repost them.
That's awesome. But that's cool. So let's go from, okay, so from that, and then also, again, you got to do one of the first Victoria's Secret runways that was televised. What was that like doing that?
That was interesting. I mean, you know, at the time I was doing the production company, because that's the industry inside of stuff. Like, the production companies do the shows. They put on the shows. And it's a difficult task. Yeah. And, like, the biggest real sophisticated runway production company took on the account of Victoria's Secret. And that was a big deal.
That's awesome.
That was a big deal. So then I was doing, you know, Gucci and Yves Saint Laurent and every show in the world that you can imagine mattered with these
yeah,
big houses, and with this One Ray production company. And they took on Victoria's Secret as an account. And then they brought in talent that was more high-end fashion than per se bikini models.
Yeah.
And that's how come I did the first runway show.
Well, that's awesome. And then you went from that, then you go into starring in the movie called, it's Luc Besson's, is it Angel A or Angela?
Yeah, well, actually, prior to that, I worked in a small role for Brian De Palma.
Yes.
Who is fantastic, big hero of mine, of course, if you like films, and I love films,
yeah,
and, you know, Dyed in the Wool cinephile, and was very honored to be in the small part in Brian De Palma's,
which is Femme Fatale.
Femme Fatale, yeah.
And what was that like, and how'd that come about?
That came about because Rebecca Romaine Stamos, mm-hmm, who was married to John Stamos at the time, she's no longer, yeah, Stamos, of course, she introduced me to Brian De Palma for this role. So it was, you know, by her generosity. And we hit it off because I was, you know, very into film. I'd already gone to film school at, mm-hmm, this point, and I was already working on my first feature film script. So, and I was fully aware,
yeah,
who Brian De Palma was.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, it was a hero.
Yeah.
So I think he felt that I was suited to understand the gravity of such a small part, you know, and for his, he was doing, just like Angela, this, yeah, film Femme Fatale was a smaller art house film by a giant director.
Yeah.
And I was very, very lucky to be there. And I treated it as such. And I think he saw that I revered him, and I relished at the fact that I could be in this part.
That's, you know, awesome. Well, and I believe, I don't know if you agree, because you're also in the business in front of the camera as well, John, there's not really small parts. It's small actors, so to speak, or actors. Like, I mean, and they're memorable. That role was very memorable.
This part is infamous at this point, you know, and it was, now there's so much kind of girl-on-girl stuff in cinema, but at the time, it was a big deal, and it definitely goes down, you know, it goes down in history as something intense happening. And, you know, and it was a little brainchild of Brian De Palma, and I could not be happier with that or prouder than that, you know.
And then what's it like going into filmmaking? And then you did your you did a movie, Human Zoo, is that you directed?
Well, so then after that I did my short film that we discussed before, and I did it with Luc Besson's company as a writer-director, and also I was an actress in it, and it was like a 10 and a half minute, and we submitted it, and it was nominated for a Palme d'Or in Cannes, and I was the official nomination, because there's a million little small nefarious ones, but this was the official nomination, and it was very, very prestigious, and that's when I knew, okay, I'm not going back to where I was.
Yeah.
I'm now in my purpose.
Yeah.
You know, and I had a fun time traveling the world and doing amazing things with great artists, but I am now living my purpose, you know? So, and then after that, I was going to make my next feature film, but I got shanghaied, luckily, by Luc Besson.
Mm-hmm.
With whom's company I had made my first short film, and with whom I was going to direct my first feature film, he wrote an art film script, which really was like not a Luc Besson script by normal standards. It was in French, and it was a black and white film, and it was tiny in its purpose and its goal. Not giant, not action, not big. We had this small, little, tight film, but it developed a core audience around the world for its heartfelt message about improving yourself and doing better in life, you know?
And, wow, time is running out. But so what was it like starring in a lead in a Luc Besson film, and you're the title character pretty much. And is it pronounced, is it Angela or Angela?
Well, I mean, her name was Angela.
Okay.
But Angel A is the title, because that's actually her position in life. If I don't want to ruin it, if people want to see it. But it was a great honor.
That's awesome. And then also as a filmmaker now, and photographer, what are things that you're working on now, or what is stuff that you'd love to do, you want to do?
So I took a break having a child, which I thought, I was blessed having a kid at 38, and I thought that was an experience I really wanted to live through and cherish.
Yeah.
But now we have, I have three scripts in development.
Oh, that's awesome.
We have one that we are... that's written for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
And it's literally like a 74-year-old man in an action film, basically. And this is probably one that I'm really looking forward to, that I'm hoping that we can enact in the next 1 or 2 years to not be
late.
That's
awesome.
And I'm looking forward to. I think it's going to be fun. But these are all as script writers, because I will say, you know, I'm still a mother, and she's still... young.
Yeah.
And I don't think that I will direct for another few years, because it's like an enormous undertaking.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But I just want to admire you for the human being that you are, the dear friend that you are, but also I see how much you love your kid Ellie Rose, my youngest guest co-host ever, who's just always just such so mature for her age, but also well behaved and just a very polite little girl. So
thank you.
But no, but she is, and it'll be cool if she follows you in any way of your footsteps. But she's just a great human being. We literally got a minute. Oh. Time went by quick.
My God.
But the show is anything really quick you want to say, Ellie Rose or John Medellin, as my guest goes.
I want to say that we cannot wait to come back with Ellie Rose's YouTube channel because she's been begging to have this channel for three years.
Okay.
4 years now.
That's awesome. So it's going to be called right now. It's called so far. What are you thinking the title is?
Ellie's Game Land.
Ellie's Game Land. So, okay. So then you could be the guest of the hour to talk about that if you want to talk about that. Okay. So we could maybe have you talk about your show. So John Medallin, oh my gosh. So how can people check you out, or so you have social medias, anything like that?
Yeah, only Instagram.
Okay.
Like John E. Medallin.
Okay, so it's J-O-H-N and then E.
Yeah,
and then
E, and then Medallin.
Medallin, which is M as in Mary, E-D-A-L-I-N. That's John E. Medallin. If they want to check you out, check out your work. And, you know, I know you look like you have an awesome career and awesome stuff, and hopefully you come back and we can talk more about that someday.
Yeah,
and then Ellie Rose, I want to say thank you for being an awesome guest co-host.
You're welcome.
And I literally love your personality, and thank you for just being so well behaved and then such a delight in the studio. And thank you, John Medallin, for being also the guest co-host. And then we want to end off the show with inspiring words of wisdom. So you've been inspired, because was there an inspiration to you that got you into the industry, or you just fell into it?
Well, I mean, you can go all the way back to Hitchcock, you can fast forward to Quentin Tarantino, and you can appreciate Howard Hawks, and all these people in that realm definitely inspired me. I will say my dad inspired me by loving Sergio Leone, and, you know, it starts there.
Well, you've been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, maybe model or be an actress or filmmaker or even photography, or just follow their dreams in general?
I think that the biggest thing you have to do is do it. And that sounds ridiculous, but people have overthinking. They get in their own way. They think they need this, that, or the other, or the camera, the thing, whatever. They lose the weight, whatever it is that they're thinking, before they can start. You are going to get what you need when you start. And nothing is perfect. Do not demand perfection of yourself, because it doesn't become perfect until you do it and you realize that perfection is your flaws.
Great words of wisdom, Ree Rasmussen.
Before we end off, I just want to say, don't give up on anything in your life. Keep on pushing.
Oh, wow. Those are great inspiring words of wisdom. And then, John Medallin, do you have any inspiring words of wisdom for someone that wants to do what you do, maybe be a stuntman or just follow their dreams?
Yeah, when I was young, I was watching all these movies with Stallone, Schwarzenegger, Van Damme, Chuck Norris, all that, Bruce Willis, all these.
The only place where we differ is our movie choices.
But yeah, is there any advice you could give to somebody really quick? Quick advice or inspiring?
For what?
That someone wants to get into stunt work, any quick inspiring words?
Yes, like we said, do it.
Okay.
Do it.
Awesome.
Never give up on anything. Awesome. Ever.
And if people want to check you out or anything like that, social medias, Ree Rasmussen, or websites, anything like
that? Yeah, it's just Ree Rasmussen on Instagram. It's easy to deal with.
That's R-I-E-R-A-S-M-U-S-S-E-N.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure to have you back. God bless you. I adore
you
guys.
Thank you,
sweetheart.
And, well, we adore you too.
And Ellie Rose, thank you for being a lovely guest co-host.
You're welcome.
And John Medallin, thank you again for being an awesome guest co-host.
Thank you.
And then we'd like to thank end off our show with Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Thank you all. God bless you guys all. And bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.